Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I've spoken before about when the police can search your car, and I've had people say, Steve, what if it's not your car? You're driving, but it's someone else's car, or better yet, it's a rental. Well, it turns out the Supreme Court has ruled on this, and recently a court in Oregon has also ruled. An angel sent me the email that contained a link to the article from the Oregonian written by Maxine Bernstein, whose headline reads, Judge rules police search of rental car unconstitutional and throws out gun and drug evidence. A judge has thrown out gun and drug evidence seized by Portland gang enforcement officers during a warrantless search of a rental car that led to a man's federal indictment this past fall. U.S. District Judge Michael Simon's ruling rested on a 2018 U.S. Supreme Court decision that held that drivers of rental cars have a reasonable expectation of privacy in the car even when they aren't listed as the authorized driver on the rental agreement. The ruling paved the way for the release Thursday of Teandre Bonner, though he must remain on federal supervision for 3 months as prosecutors decide whether to appeal. The judge told the man, I really do encourage you to view this as, you got a break because we're a country of laws. And now it's time for you to start following the laws and do things honestly. Bonner, who's now 27, did not consent to the search of the 2018 Subaru Outback wagon after he was stopped for an alleged traffic violation in August of 2018. He told officers that his girlfriend had rented the car and allowed him to drive it. The judge was not swayed by the prosecution's argument that police had received consent from the rental car company to search it. Police found a loaded .44 revolver in the center console and a package containing a kilo of cocaine inside a backpack on the rear seat floorboards. The judge told Bonner that evidence is not appropriate to introduce at trial against you. If the government does appeal, Bonner may stay on federal supervision, and if no appeal is pursued, the charges will be dismissed. The judge asked all sides to return to him in 3 months for a status check on the case. Now, here's what happened. Last summer, gang enforcement officers were driving east on Northeast Ainsworth Street at 15th Avenue when they recognized Bonner driving the Subaru. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing when members of the gang enforcement squad recognize you, but could be all kinds of reasons for that. They believed he was associated with the Rolling 60s gang and were aware of a Clackamas County bulletin that identified him as an officer safety risk based on an ongoing investigation after a gun had been found under his seat in a separate stop 2 months earlier. He was not arrested during the June 2018 stop because investigators were awaiting DNA tests on the gun. Will Bonn, one of the officers, suggested to the other that they should contact Bonner if we find an opportunity. So they followed him in an unmarked police SUV. They then said they saw the Subaru cross the yellow line three times and that the car sped up to 38 and a 20, so they pulled the Subaru over. Bonner handed police his license and the rental agreement from Dollar Rent-A-Car. While one officer ran the information, another asked for consent to search the vehicle, and Bonner did not give his consent. And everyone agrees, the man said, no, I do not give my consent. He also indicated it is, in fact, a rental car and showed them the rental agreement. One officer ran Bonner's personal information, finding he had a valid driver's license and no warrants for his arrest. On the rental car agreement, the girlfriend was listed as a renter, and it showed a return date of the day before the stop. So, police called the rental car company and asked them about it, and they learned that the rental agreement had been extended one or two more days. So, at least one more day. So that means that technically the rental was still going properly. They then said that the Dollar representative gave them consent to search the car. And so the man was asked to step out of the driver's seat. He was patted down, and then officers searched the car, and the gun and the drugs were found. Now, the man is a convicted felon, was arrested on state charges, but those were dismissed when he was indicted in federal court in October on charges of being a felon in possession of a gun, possessing a gun in the furtherance of drug trafficking, and possession with intent to distribute cocaine. He has a prior conviction for unlawful use of a weapon. So the prosecutors argued that the rental car company gave the consent to search the car, and they also claimed that they were asked to repossess the car, even though the rental was still good for another day. They noted that this case was different than the facts of the Pennsylvania case Byrd versus U.S., which is a Supreme Court case from May of 2018. Portland police got the rental car company's consent before searching the Subaru, unlike the case in Byrd, where they simply searched a rental car after an unauthorized driver objected to the search. And in case you're curious, in the Byrd case, authorities found heroin in the car. Simon ruled that Dollar at most had a right to repossess the car, but its contractual right did not allow for a search over the express objection and denial of consent by a driver with a legitimate and reasonable privacy interest in the car. He also rejected the prosecutor's argument that police would have found the gun anyway, doing an inventory search of the car if in fact it had it towed. So he granted the motion to suppress the evidence filed by Bonner's lawyers, and the assistant U.S. attorney said the government had not decided yet whether to appeal this ruling. The judge ordered Bonner released to his mother's home, along with some restrictions until they find out if the appeal is going to happen. He must look for a job, have no contact with known gang members, wear a GPS ankle bracelet, and adhere to a curfew. He must also follow all laws, and he's found with a gun or drugs again. Simon said he wanted Bonner brought back before him, not any other judge. Were it not for the constitutional violation of the Fourth Amendment that bars unreasonable searches, this would have been a very tough and difficult case for you to defend in the merits, the judge told him. The judge said, I think this is a wake-up call. So, you know, here's the situation. Man's driving along in a rental car. For some odd reason, there's a gun and drugs in the car. Police stop him for some reason. And they say, can we search the car? He says, no. But they find out it's a rental car. They call the rental car company, and the rental car company says, sure, go ahead and search. Or so they say. And turns out that that's not appropriate. So a lot of people who are critical of the legal system in America get critical when they hear a story like this. They say, the guy's got a gun he's not supposed to have. He's got a kilo of cocaine he's probably not supposed to have. So he gets off because the police did something wrong. It doesn't seem right. Well, until you realize that the only reason he was, you know, in this situation is because the police did something wrong, and that was they searched the car inappropriately. So when you look at our legal system, okay, at the very, very pinnacle of our legal system, the very top is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Everything else we have in America flows from that. So when you ask yourself about what rights, what laws, what rules we live by, and again, I'm purposely using broad terms here because I've had people say, well, Steve, codes aren't statutes. Statutes aren't laws. Law, you know. No, I'm talking about the things that govern our lives, okay? What causes us to behave the way we do with respect to the rules of society, whether they're laws, whatever it is. The idea is that the very, very top, like I said, the very, very pinnacle, the very, very point at which everything begins is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And everything else flows from that. So I believe that you have to honor the Bill of Rights and the Constitution above all else. So when you look at a situation where on the one hand, you've got the Fourth Amendment rules against unlawful searches and seizures, and then you've got the idea that there's laws against possession of guns or laws against possession of cocaine, that you go, okay, which of these is most important here? And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are going to trump the other statutes in my mind. And while many people have very little sympathy for somebody like this, and they say, well, yeah, but you're giving a break to somebody who doesn't deserve it. No, everyone deserves the same breaks in America that come from the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the second you say, oh, the Bill of Rights only applies to one group of people or another group of people, but it doesn't apply to all of us, that's when things start falling apart. So I did the video not too long ago about the guy who asked for a lawyer, dog, you know, and he's clearly asking for a lawyer. And the Louisiana Supreme Court said, oh, the guy wanted a lawyer dog. And they pretended to not understand what the man was asking for, right? And so they're going to deny the man his right to an attorney and say that it was okay to continue questioning him after he asked for an attorney. And I had a lot of people say, yeah, but Steve, the guy's an idiot to be speaking like that. He should be speaking better English. And everyone wants to focus on that one person and go, well, yeah, but in his case, no, no, no. You have to go, what if that were you? What if that were me? And you might say, I'm not too stupid. I'm not so stupid as to ask for a lawyer dog. No, but the point is, if they can deny him a lawyer, they can deny you a lawyer, okay? So what happens is when you go in there and you ask for a lawyer and they say, you know, we're not going to give you one, and they browbeat you for 3 more hours and they get something out of you they can use, and then you say, hey, I asked for a lawyer, and they say, oh, we forgot to turn on the tape recorder. Sorry. What are you going to do? So we have to be vigilant about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and every part of it with respect to every person in America. And so the idea that, yes, once in a while, it appears that someone who's not sympathetic gets protected by the Bill of Rights. Yeah, but there's also people who are sympathetic who are protected by it. And that, if you want to fantasize, it's always going to be you, that you're always going to be the sympathetic victim. Great, knock yourself out. But the point is, it's got to apply to all of us equally. Because that, of course, is another one of the great promises in the founding documents of our country. Right up there at the top. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Articles of Confederation, whatever it is we want to think about. The idea that we're all equal, we get treated equally, equal under the law, and so on. So the Bill of Rights applies to all of us, including the man who's driving a rental car with some inappropriate things in the back seat. That's how it works, my friends. But if you're driving a rental car, it's same as a regular car. You've got rights at the roadside. Questions or comments? Put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.